This is Marnie Marcus, and my guest today is Jennifer Youngblood. Jennifer's a good friend of mine that I talk about how three couples were brought into my life to show me what a good marriage looks like, and Jennifer and Patrick were one of those couples, so I'm really thrilled that she's going to be a part of the book and the summit. Jennifer Youngblood is the author of several novels, including bestseller Stony Creek, Alabama, and one children's book. She co-writes with her mom, Sandra Poole. Jennifer grew up in rural Alabama. Rural Alabama. Try to say that fast three times. And loved living in a town where everybody knows everybody. Her love for writing began as a young teenager when she wrote stories for her high school English teacher to critique. She feels that it's a great privilege to be able to write with her mother, Sandra Poole. Writing together adds a depth and spice to our work that neither of us could get independently, she says. Jennifer has a BA in English and Social Sciences from Brigham Young University, where she served as Miss BYU Hawaii in 1989. Cool, I didn't know that. Before becoming an author, she worked as the owner and editor of a monthly newspaper named the Senior Times. In addition to her love for writing, Jennifer enjoys working in the home design industry. She and her husband owned an interior design gallery where she specialized in custom window treatments and floral arrangements. She continues to do interior design consulting for select clients, and she lives in the Rocky Mountains with her family and spends her time writing, carpooling, attending basketball games, and doing all of the wonderful things that make up the life of a busy wife and mother. You can visit her online at jenniferyoungblood.com. So, Jennifer, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. You know, it makes me feel really old when you read the dates there on my bio.
Oh, yeah, we're all getting there.
So yeah, we're in good company.
You're younger than me, so. So, tell us a little bit about how you and Patrick met and how long you and he had been together and everything.
Well, Patrick and I met at church. We laughed because they had formed a new branch of our church, and so they kind of moved our families there to have the leadership for the church, and we met in this little bitty building, and little bitty white building out in the middle of the country, and Patrick was not too happy about being asked to attend there to leave, you know, his church that he was used to, and I was not happy about it, and his dad said, well, I believe there's one family there that has one girl, and I believe she's 16, old enough to date. And Patrick's like, yeah, what would be the odds? Well, that one girl was me. And so that's where we met, and we became really good friends. And I think that's one of the things that I've always treasured about our relationship is that we were best friends first. And then we started dating, and then he left to serve a mission for our church, a two-year mission, and then I went away to college, and then when he came back, he proposed to me pretty much on the spot, and we got married soon thereafter. But we had been married 25 years.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.